to Enjoy Exceptional Living. I am Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. In each of our programs, our intention is to bring to our listeners the best of people, places, and projects of Northern California that we think you're going to enjoy and that we think are exceptional. Today, I have in the studio two individuals from a program we're going to learn a lot about. It's called Stay Ready Shasta. So I have with us today Sarah Seiler, who's the project manager of Western Shasta Resource Conservation District. And with her is Jazz Shaw, who's a Fire Prevention Specialist Unit Public Information Officer, CAL FIRE Shasta Trinity Unit, and the Shasta County Fire Department. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
We got a long titles, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So we want to find out what the Stay Ready Shasta is all about. So I'm going to start with you, Sarah. Can you describe for us what is Stay Ready Shasta?
Yes. So Stay Ready Shasta is a new outreach and education campaign for Shasta County brought to you by Shasta County Fire and CAL FIRE. And it is to support the new defensible space ordinance for Shasta County.
It helps the public?
Yes. So Stay Ready Shasta is there to provide information to the public and resources to the public that can help them learn about the new Shasta County defensible space ordinance and help direct them and clear up any questions they may have about it.
Okay. And does that mean, when you say Shasta, does that include people that live in the municipalities like Shasta Lake or Redding or Anderson? It's anyone that lives in Shasta County is...
It's in the unincorporated area of Shasta County.
So Jazz is saying it's the unincorporated, so it's not inside any city limits.
Correct.
That's why we call it
unincorporated,
yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. So, and I know that in other places throughout Northern California, there may be like projects. It's not just Shasta County.
Yes.
Your particular focus is Shasta County.
Correct.
Yes. And so we're going to learn all about this Stay Ready Shasta, but I also want to find out, I always ask my guests to talk a little bit about their background. So I'll start with you, Sarah. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Redding. I left after high school. I went to college in San Diego and Oregon and got a degree, a bachelor's degree in geography from Portland State. And then from there, I went on to do a lot of seasonal environmental work. I worked at national parks, worked on restoration projects.
Hey, that's cool.
Did some farming. And then I made my way back here, and I have been working with the Western Shasta Resource Conservation District for almost 8 years.
That's awesome. So what drew you back to come back up here?
After living all over the West in a lot of rural areas and cities, I realized that Redding was actually pretty special. The access to the outdoors is pretty special. And I realized I did not want to live in a city, and it was nice to be close to family again.
Yeah, pretty nice, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it's great when we decide, oh, it was kind of good where I had it.
Yeah, you don't know until you leave, until you try out new things.
Yes. How about you, Jazz Shaw?
Okay, so I grew up in Southern California. I am a transplant from there. My family moved to Redding in early 2000s, and I followed along in 2005, my daughter and I. We set up shop here and decided to stay for a little while. I remember the first year we lived here, it was like 100 degrees for the entire summer, 115, and then it rained for 4 months straight, and I thought, I can't do this. But we got used to it. And so I mostly worked my career in the legal fields. I got a degree in paralegal studies. So I've worked in that area for a long time. When I came here, I started to work for a family law firm. And then something kind of tragic happened to my daughter and I in 07. We were in a really bad fire. And so we were out of work and school for about a month in the burning it. And then I decided that I wanted to kind of start working with youth. So I started working with the Shasta Youth Options, which was, you know, a segue into developing a youth fire prevention program. And that was something that I've done for like the last 12 years. That's my superhero power, is working with kids. And then I decided to go full time with Cal Fire in 2021. So now I'm in fire prevention, and I didn't plan that after having that, you know, crazy incident that happened to my daughter and I, but we're so grateful.
Tragic.
Because we've been able to use that to help people. So
yeah,
that's just, you know, how I got here.
You know, I think that's when you really know that healing has transpired, is when someone takes an adverse circumstances and changes it around so that they're helping others, which helps themselves too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's powerful. So tell me too, you work with Cal Fire.
Yes.
So there may be people out there don't have any idea what Cal Fire is. Can you describe what Cal Fire is about?
Sure. Cal Fire is California's state fire department. We have 21 units across California, and we are responsible for protecting public land and state responsibility areas.
And so firefighting?
Yes, we do firefighting, wildland. We also do some lots of medical calls, medical aids. We are considered an all-hazard department now. So we do floods, you know, earthquakes, any incident response that requires you know, a emergency response we can do within the state responsibility area. Also, there is 6 incident management teams that Cal Fire has. So whenever there is a major incident anywhere in the state of California, depending on what week it is, a team would get deployed to take care of that. So an incident management team can have up to 70 people. So we are really doing a lot of work in California.
Yes. And if someone is in Shasta County, if we're talking about specifically about Shasta County, because we're talking about the Stay Ready Shasta.
Yes.
And one of the ways that they relate to Cal Fire is they will come out and do defensible space inspections, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so
it can be a little bit confusing because not all units have a cooperative fire agreement with the county. So in Shasta County, the Cal Fire Shasta Attorney Unit and Shasta County Fire operate under that cooperative fire protection agreement. And that means that we work together as one team to protect the people of Shasta County.
Yeah.
Through the partnership, state and county resources are combined to provide emergency response for fire prevention, public education, defensible space inspections, which is what we're going to talk a lot about.
Yes.
And wildfire preparedness is also another big topic here with this program. And so, as you know, wildfire preparedness is a year-round effort, and reducing wildfire risk is a super top priority for us to protect lives and property. Yeah. And we know that one of the most effective ways to protect property is through defensible space and through our inspection program. So I'm excited to get to talk about that a lot today.
And even it doesn't matter if you live in a municipality. I think what we've learned is you still have to have defensible space. You have to be smart about how your landscaping is, and you know, your fence and wood pile and all those things are, it doesn't matter where you live, the stuff applies.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes. And I'm coming back to you, Sarah Seiler, as the project manager of Western Shasta Resource Conservation District. Can you tell us what that organization is about?
Yes. Western Shasta Resource Conservation District is a special district of the state of California. We are non-regulatory, and our job is to partner with landowners and with other local agencies to plan and implement projects. We also provide technical assistance, and we provide financial assistance to landowners.
What do you mean by technical assistance?
So we have biologists on staff. We have a registered professional forester on staff. And so we can advise landowners on how they can do forest prescriptions to make their forest healthier, or we can draft them plans to help them get financial assistance to thin their forest. Basically, we can advise landowners on how they can make their land healthier or help them deal with issues they're having, like with erosion or with non-native plants and other issues like that.
That makes sense. Now, how are you funded? Are you grant funded, or do you have, how's that work?
Yes. So we are completely grant and contract funded. We receive no funding from the state. So that's what's kind of interesting about us. And so we have to apply for all of our grants. We receive grants from the feds, like from the U.S. Forest Service. We also receive a lot of state grants through CAL FIRE. And then we have direct service contracts with agencies, for example, like Caltrans, the California Department of Transportation, and some other local organizations as well.
Yeah. So you really, in a way, you're out there in the landscape trying to help the landowners or agencies that interface with those lands to have them as healthy as possible and safety, fire safety as an example.
Yes. And we're a little bit more nimble than some other public agencies. So we can move a little quicker. We can assist them do things like writing technical documents, environmental documents, and we can also direct contract with other state agencies, which makes us a great asset and a great partner for other agencies.
Yes. And when, say, an individual landowner decides that, hey, I need some help here, they can reach out to you and you have a conversation with you to see if it's a good fit to work together. And then you'd set up a contract with them, or are your services free to the public?
So everything that we do is tied to whatever grant funding we have at the time. And so landowners and the public are always welcome to reach out to us, check in, see what projects we have going on. We're available to give them free advice, or we can also direct them to the right agency if we aren't able to help them. But basically, we're not able to work on people's property normally unless we have the grant funding in place already.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything that I didn't ask you that you want to add to that? I want to give you a chance. And if you think of it later, you can also come back to it.
I would just say that next year is our 70th anniversary.
2027?
Yep. Wow. In Shasta County. So we're going to be celebrating that. I also just want to add that we are governed by a 7-person board. So we have a volunteer board. Most of them have previous experience working in natural resources or working in fire. And then we are doing a lot of workforce development right now. Also, we're training the next generation of resource professionals. So we have summer forestry interns. We have interns from Shasta College, and then we also host AmeriCorps volunteers.
That's great.
So that's something really exciting that we're getting more involved with right now.
So you are a nonprofit organization.
We are not a nonprofit, or we don't have that certification, but we are basically a not-for-profit.
So Jazz, that sounds really good, Sarah. So, Jazz, CAL FIRE, is that a state agency?
Yes.
Okay. And so that means you're government run?
Correct.
Yes. And a lot of people choose careers in CAL FIRE.
Yes.
So there's lots of, both of you talked about internships and careers, and certainly, like Sarah, running around in all the national parks and deciding to come home.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. And so we want to talk more in depth now about the Stay Ready Shasta. So when you think about Stay Ready Shasta, that is a particular grant project. Is that true, Sarah?
Yes. Stay Ready Shasta is a grant that was, so it's being funded by a grant that was recently received from Shasta County Fire, and it is CAL FIRE funding. It's a CAL FIRE prevention grant.
Thank you, CAL FIRE.
Thank you, CAL FIRE. So basically, the county received this funding. It's roughly $1 million. And what this grant funds is hiring new county defensible space inspectors to enforce and uphold the new county ordinance. It also provides money for an education and outreach campaign, a masticator, and a new defensible space assistance program, which we are calling the Defensible Space Readiness Program. And what this program does is if a landowner is out of compliance with the new ordinance and they need financial or physical assistance to get into compliance, then they are eligible for this assistance program where the Resource Conservation District pairs them with certified contractors that can come on their property and do the work for free.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
What do you think, Jazz? Pretty cool that Cal Fire's done this.
Yes. Yeah. And it's the Shasta County Fire Department, which is also governed by the Board of Supervisors. And so it's their grant funding that also has assisted with this program.
Good.
So we, just talking about the inspection, like on the program side of it, there's kind of like an order to it, I guess you'd say. So when our inspectors, anybody can go onto the Stay Ready Shasta website and request for a defensible space inspection. And then our inspector, you know, it's designed to help the residents identify hazards and improve defensible space, that which is going to reduce wildfire risk. But since the county had passed a new defensible space ordinance for residents that are living in the unincorporated area of Shasta County, the Shasta County Fire Department established that a huge public campaign in order to get this information out.
Yeah.
That ordinance, and so this is where it kind of be a little bit tricky when it comes to Cal Fire and Shasta County Fire, as that under that cooperative agreement that I was speaking about,
yes,
is where we put our resources together. And so we, you know, can provide more emergency response to Shasta County. Okay. So the state inspector, so the ordinance builds on the existing state defensible space laws. Okay. So there's already existing public resource
laws.
Code 4291,
yeah,
which is our defensible space, our Cal Fire inspectors going out. And then the state law that it primarily, it's, sorry, the ordinance is building on the existing law, the state law, and the state law that primarily focuses on the area around the structures, but the county ordinance addresses hazard vegetation that may be a threat to neighboring properties and communities.
Yeah, like maybe it's a field with tall grass and brush that's,
yes,
adjacent to someone's home.
Correct. Yeah. And there's certain measurements that, you know, going on to that Stay Ready Shasta website, you will tell the public exactly the state regulations under the Public Resource Code, as well as the Shasta County Ordinance for Defensible Space.
Yes. I'm going to do a station break.
Okay.
When I come back, we'll pick this up and keep running with it, because I think it's important for people to understand what is defensible space, all the different things, and how the Stay Ready Shasta, how important it is,
yes,
to reduce risk. If you just tuned in, this is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I'm Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We're here in conversation. We're talking about Stay Ready Shasta. My guests today are Sarah Seiler. She's a project manager of Western Shasta Resource Conservation District, and Jazz Shaw, who's with Cal Fire. She's a fire prevention specialist and public information officer, Cal Fire Shasta Trinity Unit, and the Shasta County Fire Department. I love how these organizations coming together provides resources for the community, because a law has been established that this is what people need to do, and this program helps people to accomplish that. Is that right, Jazz?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's,
yes,
kind of what I got from this.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about defensible space, both of you, I'd like to hear from both of you. What does that mean? I mean, to me, it means how to keep your place safe. Yeah?
Right.
Sarah?
Yeah. So defensible space is your best line of defense against wildfire. So you want to consider 100 feet around your home. And we're not talking about clear cutting the vegetation around your home. We're talking about thinning the vegetation around your home, having good spacing between your trees, removing ladder fuels, trying to reduce flashy fuels like tall grass and leaves during fire season. And another additional item that is starting to be talked about a lot more is combustible items near your home and also around your structures.
So what's a ladder item?
So I'll jump in here.
Okay.
So just think of it as like a ladder that you're going to climb up to the roof to clean out your gutters, which should always be done. Just
yes,
a little
by the way.
Caveat for fire prevention efforts. And so when you, a ladder fuel is going to be when the vegetation on the ground can go up the tree and then it can climb up a ladder and then it can go to the next tree and then it can go to the next parcel and it can spread that way.
Steps to greater reckoning.
Yes, yes, exactly. So
that's interesting too. And a combustible would be?
Combustible items are things that can catch on fire. Plastic, furniture, wood items.
Propane tank.
Mm-hmm. Propane tanks. You know, even thinking about things like doormats right outside your door, you know, things you use every day you don't really think about.
Yeah.
We're not asking you to clear those out, but it's just good to know that if you are threatened by a fire, that anything that is plastic or wood that can catch on fire, you want to get that stuff away from your house and especially away from your buildings during fire season.
Yes. And you talked too about education, radio programs, part of that education. Mm-hmm. But is there other educational opportunities coming up where the public can tune in? Or is there a first step going to your website?
I would say, yeah, the first step is definitely going to go to the, be going to the website, stayreadyshasta.com, because it has a lot of great tips in, on how to achieve defensible space. And then, you know, information about home hardening, which is also a great way to prevent your house, you know, from losing the house by, you know, doing, putting vents in, specialized vents in any openings around the eaves. And it gives just a lot of tips on how to try to help your house survive a fire, as well as you can request for these defensible space inspectors to come out and educate you or the property owner, and just really spending a lot, really spending quality time with each resident, going over the hazards, looking for you know, identifying hazardous vegetation, over, you know, talking to them about how they can get rid of their overgrown grass and weeds, you know, helping providing education about, you know, accumulated fuels around structures, and then how much clearance that needs to be around generators or fuel storage and other hazards. They're really spending a lot of time with each resident to go over the site specific plan, that you could say. Each property is going to be different because, you know, has a different fuel load, a different things on their own property. So they're really going to help walk through and identify those hazards and how they can be remedied.
And on that website for stayreadyshasta.com, can they go in there and set up an appointment or do they need to call in?
So they would actually request one through that website. So, yep, just fill out the application on there, or the request for a defensible space inspection. And then when the inspectors come out, you're going to have an inspector from Cal Fire and also from Shasta County Fire. And they're going to walk the resident around and do that education and provide support and services for them. They're going to give them a few weeks to start to make some progress on their property. And then they'll come back for a reinspection within 2 weeks to see if any progress has been made. And we usually always are able to get property owners to comply and to make some efforts once they know what it is that they need to do. Our defensible space inspectors have a calendar already set up. So they have pre-planned neighborhoods that they go to. And it's really on a 3-year rotation that they would try to get back to a certain property within 3 years throughout Shasta County. If they end up finding any, what we're going to call a violation, it's not a citation. So I don't want the public to be confused by the word violation is meaning it is something that would violate the law, but it doesn't mean that they have a ticket right then.
Yeah.
If they're willing to do work and work with our defensible space inspectors and have some progress on their property and moving towards compliance, then there would never be a need for any citation.
Yeah.
And so one of the great partnerships that we have through this grant is that, you know, the conservation district can help provide services to qualifying residents to get that work done on their property if they qualify for the program.
That's good, because I'm sure there's some people that have mobility issues.
Yes.
and not able to do what may not be required.
Exactly.
But I like the approach too, because it seems like oftentimes when people say inspection, it feels like a threat versus this is really your first attempt is try to educate people to say that this is what you need to take care of.
Yes.
And you'll work with them to try to help them make that happen.
Yes. And in most cases, the property owner is able to address the address those issues, and they stay on that first violation. So nothing ever happens. It has to come of that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Do you have something, Sarah, you want to add to that?
I was going to say that in talking with the defensible space inspectors that are on the ground, they were really stressing that at this point in time, they're really trying to educate people about the new ordinance. They're not trying to get people in trouble. Mm-hmm. They just want to make people aware of it and answer their questions and help them get into compliance. And like Jazz was saying, they're totally open to working with people if they need a little bit more time for that to happen, and they can direct them to resources.
Yes. I know I have a friend that lives out further, and because of the California Fair Plan, you know, insurance.
Yes, I have that.
Yes. People, they were able to do home hardening, so they're no longer required to have the California Fair Plan. Mm. So who wants to define for us what home hardening would be as an example? Sarah, you want to start us off? And you can add to it, Jazz, if you want to.
Yeah, I'm actually working on a home hardening grant right now, so I might have helped harden those people's homes. Basically, home hardening is updating and retrofitting your home to make it safer against fire. And we accomplish that by first identifying the vulnerabilities. Jazz was mentioning some of them earlier. Vents, your eaves, if you have decks, putting screens under your decks, replacing the bottom 2 feet of your siding with non-combustible siding, making sure people are cleaning out their gutters, that they have non-combustible gutter covers. And research has shown that if you are able to do these retrofits, that your home is much safer against fire and can actually withstand fire or withstand ember intrusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where it starts the fire.
Exactly.
Roofing makes a difference, the type of roofing you have.
Yes.
So learning about all that can be helpful, especially if someone's in the threshold of a new roof. Mm-hmm. Why not do something that's more home hardening?
Yes. And so if you get a new roof, it should be a Class A certified roof. And so that even if it is like composite shingles, asphalt shingles, that should still do the trick, or you can do metal. But yeah, roof is a major roofs are major vulnerabilities and something that you really want to pay attention to. And during fire season, you want to make sure that you have leaf litter off of your roofs.
Yes. Yes.
In your gutters.
And, throughout the year, too, really, because it's better for your roof not to have stuff piled up there.
Definitely.
It lasts longer. Mm-hmm. Do you want to add anything to what she said?
No, she did a great job.
Oh, good.
Good job, Sarah.
That. Thank you.
And I think it's important for people to know, going to the website, they're going to learn a lot more. Mm-hmm. And that you're continuously, Sarah, as the Western Shasta Resource Conservation District, you're looking for more grants to try to help people.
Yes, always. Like I was saying earlier, we're completely grant and contract funded. So we're always looking for new funding, especially as, other projects end. And there are currently a lot of funds for fire prevention, forest health, education. When I first started at the RCD in 2018, that's when we had the car fire, the camp fire. Yeah. We had the other terrible fires in the years after that, like the Dixie Fire, the August Complex, et cetera. And so there's a lot of money being pumped into those fire grant funds right now, because what they're learning is it's much better to do proactive work up front. Yeah. It saves them money in the long run. You can save lives. You can save communities. And so, yeah, we're working on a lot of different fuels reduction forest health projects, and we have been for quite some time now.
Yes. And Sarah said RCD, which stands for what?
Resource Conservation District. Yes, I slipped. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes. I want everyone to understand what's going on. I can imagine that there might be someone out there listening and says, I know I need to do things, but I don't feel good. I don't have the energy. I don't have help. Should they go to the website? Should they make a phone call? What's the best strategy, Jazz?
Yes, definitely go to the website to request an inspection. That's the first step. Or if an inspection has already occurred because they're out doing, you know, the state inspector, the state and county fire department inspectors have already gone to a neighborhood and given them a notice that they have a violation. Again, that's not a ticket. It's just notice that, hey, there's some stuff that needs to be resolved and to become fire safe on your property. Then they can go to the website and apply for the assistance through the Shasta Conservation District. Did I say it right? I'm used to the acronyms.
You're close. You're close. Yeah. Western Shasta Resource Western Conservation Shasta. District.
I missed a word. Right? Sarah, did you want to talk about that on your side? Because this Please. Is where you pick up, right?
Yeah, definitely. So like Jazz was saying, the first step, if you are in non-compliance and you receive a notice of that and you need help, go on the Stay Ready Shasta website. We have a tab on there under Property Help where people can go. They can look at the eligibility criteria. And just so everyone is aware what our eligibility criteria are, you have to have failed your county inspection, which the inspectors will notify you of. And then if you are elderly, so that is 65 or over, if you're disabled, if you're a veteran, or if you're low income, if you're any of those things, then you're eligible for the assistance program. And we believe the way that it's going to work is that the eligibility criteria will be paired with the property conditions, and that will help us prioritize what properties really need the work done first. And,
That's good.
You know, we want to make sure that we are tackling properties that are hazardous to their neighborhoods and their neighbors. And so we're not really sure how many people we're going to get applying, but just know we're going to do our best to do the work where it matters most.
Yes, that makes sense. I'm going to do a station ID and we'll be right back. This is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I'm Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and I, your producer and host, am a licensed marriage and family therapist. We are here in conversation with the project manager of Western Shasta Resource Conservation District, Sarah Seiler, and Jazz Shaw, who is the Fire Prevention Specialist for and Public Information Officer with CAL FIRE Shasta Trinity Unit and the Shasta County Fire Department. So I can imagine too, and I don't know if you can answer this, I can imagine there's someone out there that has a neighbor that has lots of fuel on their property that bumps up against their property. They haven't done any clearing of defensible space or not mowing their lawns and the grass is a foot high. Is it appropriate for them to go on and is there a place that they report that, or is that something that doesn't happen? I know it's a difficult question. You want to start us, Jazz?
Sure. So we get calls a lot at the office where the public has concerns with maybe a vacant property or somebody that has, you know, is not taking care of the defensible space. And we can send our defensible space inspectors out to go take a look and start working with that property owner so that they are educated and they're provided the support they need to help protect the whole neighborhood. And so we're very successful at that. And yes, people may call the office. It's 530-225-2418. Again, 530-225-2418, and request a defensible space inspection as well for this program specifically in the Shasta County, unincorporated area of Shasta County. They can call or go onto the website and request a defensible space inspection there as well. So there's more than one way to get an inspector out to the property. Again, it has to be within the unincorporated area of Shasta County, our state responsibility area. So
yeah, it's not inside Redding or Shasta Lake city limits or Anderson city limits.
Correct. And sometimes it can be resolved with a phone call too. You know, if the public calls in and they have a concern of a neighbor or any property nearby or something that they can call, and then we'll put them in connection on the phone, even with our defensible space inspectors, and they can get questions answered.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just really about the education and having that conversation and then a face-to-face too. So that's really where our success is building those relationships with our community partners and our county residents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, is there a particular phone number for the Stay Ready Shasta program? Should they call that, Sarah?
We have a project voicemail set up for our assistance program, which is the Defensible Space Readiness Program. So if you think you might be eligible or if you have any questions, you can call us at 530-206-7506. Once again, 530-206-7506.
Because I do know there'll be listeners out there that don't want to do the internet or have limited access. Mm-hmm. So having a phone number is helpful.
Yes. Definitely.
Yes. And I'm hopeful that you are signed up with 211 so people have that resource.
Yes.
And know where to go. They can be referred to you. So this Defensible Space program that we've been talking about, have we left anything out? What else do we need to share?
I'd like to mention what work is covered under that. Like I said before, we will be hiring contractors to come out and do that work. The Resource Conservation District also has their own field crew that does chainsaw work, and we have a chipper. So in circumstances where there's less work to do, it might be our crew coming out to do that work, and they're also qualified. But for the assistance, basically, we are going to be trying to achieve 100 feet of defensible space from structures. So if there's a structure on your neighbor's property and your vegetation is infringing on their 100 feet of defensible space, we want to thin that out to make the adjacent property safer. We also are going to be doing 30 feet of thinning along property lines to create safety along ingress and egresses, and also just try to make people's neighbors safer. And we, like I said, we won't be trying to remove all of the fuels. We'll be thinning. We will be getting rid of flashy fuels, brush, ladder fuels, like brush that can take the fire up into trees, and we will be leaving healthy, large, well-spaced plants.
You're not going in and doing a clear cut.
Right. No.
Yeah. No moonscaping is required.
What was that?
No moonscaping is required.
Yeah, moonscaping. I like that. I hadn't heard that phrase before. Yes. So it's really enhancing. Actually, it would, I would think, increase property values for owners too, because you're reducing risk and enhancing the quality of the landscape.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yes.
Yes. Another thing I want to add is there are a lot of great resources on the Stay Ready Shasta site. And if we are not able to help you under our assistance program, if you click on the link and you try to apply, but you have not received a violation, then the website will send you to the Shasta County Fire Safe Council's website. They are actively collecting people's information. You can also call them and they can collect your information, because they are trying to compile all the interest in the community. They're trying to get landowner buy-in. So even if people aren't able to be covered under this grant, that they could be eligible for assistance under a future grant. They also have other great resources. They have a free chipping program that moves throughout the county throughout the year. And they work with us on a program I briefly mentioned earlier. It's the California Wildfire Mitigation Program, which is a pilot program from the California Office of Emergency Services and CAL FIRE, and that is operating in Lakehead, Oak Run, and Whitmore. Anyone living in those communities is eligible for a free hazard assessment where we come out, we look at your defensible space, we look at your home, the vegetation around your home, and then we provide free recommendations on things you could do to make your home safer.
And it's only in those specific Lakehead
It's only operating in those three communities right now, yeah. Lakehead, Oak Run, and Whitmore. And if you happen to have the golden ticket and if you are on the pre-approved list from FEMA, the Federal
Management.
Yeah. Management.
Agency,
there
yes.
There we go.
Took three of us.
I know. Together, one brain.
If you happen to be on the pre-approved list under that grant, you are eligible for free work on your property to get your home updated and to get hazardous vegetation removed. So you're welcome to, if you live in those communities, reach out to the Fire Safe Council for more information.
Yes, Fire Safe Council is a great organization also. And how do you get on that list? I mean, is that a good list, a bad list? How is that list?
Right.
Is it because they're in those communities?
The pre-approved list was created when the grant was put together by the feds. And basically, you have to be in one of those communities. And someone did a desktop review and decided that those properties are not near any sensitive resources like a waterway or a sensitive species or an archaeological
site.
And so those properties were pre-approved that contractors could go ahead, move forward with work without any additional surveys or review.
I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. You also talked, is there other ways we would think about these hazardous, I guess what I'm thinking about is, will that shift and change from those three communities? Like, for instance, would it eventually include Shingletown?
I'm not sure.
It's okay not to know.
I'm not sure at this time. I know this program has been expanding to communities and other counties. But at this point in time, we're only working in those three communities in Shasta with our current grant funding, and I'm not really sure what the future holds.
Okay. So one of the things I wanted to ask you, Jazz, where are the defensible
space inspectors?
Where are the defensible space inspectors currently working?
Sure. We have an acronym for them, too. We call them the DSIs. I know nobody likes that, but it's a lot shorter.
Yes.
Yes. So our state and county defensible space inspectors are currently working in the area of Old Shasta. And when they complete that area, they're going to move on to French Gulch. And so, as we mentioned, the Stay Ready Shasta campaign it's a huge public information campaign that we're getting the information out through social media. Stay Ready Shasta has its own Facebook, Instagram. I believe they're on X as well. And then our Cal Fire Shasta County Fire Facebook and Instagram. I'm resharing all of the Stay Ready Shasta stuff on our platforms.
Good.
We're on the radio and doing shows like this, but also we're doing digital ads with the information on it. There's commercials that are going on during the TV channels, local TV channels. And let's see, what else are we doing? We've got our new website. I think that's it for right now.
What if there's area of Shasta County, say it was French Gulch as an example, and the community of French Gulch said, hey, we need to learn more about this. And can they reach out and say, could you come and do a presentation if we got the community together, like said, had a town hall?
Sure. Yes.
So that's possible.
Yes.
If they're tuning in and say, hey, we want to hear about this. We want to learn about it.
Yes. And there is stuff that currently, there is some times that they're doing some outreach. The Fire Safe Council has done some meetings where we've come and spoke, both of our organizations. So did you have any of those that you're aware of?
I don't have any dates in mind right now. I just wanted to add that when the Resource Conservation District found out about the new ordinance and we had a lot of questions, we were already doing a series of public meetings. So we reached out to Cal Fire, Shasta County Fire, and we had Matt Alexander, who wrote the ordinance, come to every one of our public meetings and explain the nuances and the details of the ordinance. He also did that for the Shasta County Fire Safe Council. I was going to add another good resource from the Shasta County Fire Safe Council is they host meetings for FireWise communities.
Yeah.
So a lot of communities in Shasta County hold the
designation
from FireWise. And so that could be a good time to learn more if you want to get that designation for your community, or if your community already has that designation and you want to connect with other communities that are, you know, thinking about fire and trying to make their community safer and are trying to spread education and awareness.
And, you know, I think one of the things that's a benefit, not only are you making your property more fire safe, but you can, sometimes through that program, you're actually reducing the cost of your insurance because you've taken those strategies and implemented them. So I think that's really valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have heard if you tell your insurance company that you're part of a FireWise community, you can get a discount.
Yes.
I haven't tried that myself, but I have heard that.
Yes. I think that's a good plus. So what we're really encouraging people to do that live in the unincorporated areas of Shasta County, that means outside a city limit, is to go to the stayreadyshasta.com. That's the website. Mm-hmm. And if they have questions, they can call what number again, Sarah?
If you are curious about our assistance program and have questions, you can call 530-206-7506.
Because that is for the Stay Ready Shasta program.
That is specifically for the Defensible Space Readiness Program, so the assistance program.
Yes, okay. And the phone number you gave us previously, Jazz, that is for?
That is for our headquarters front desk, 530-225-2418. That's where we can talk to a Defensible Space Inspector, request an inspection. If you know, any individual is not comfortable with going to the internet, we do want the most of that to go through the website. However, we do understand that not everybody is handy and gets himself around on that very well. So we are welcome to phone calls as well.
Yes. Thank you. You know, it's always interesting when you go to a website and you start clicking on the tabs, you can find out a lot of information.
Yes.
So it really is helpful.
Yes.
So I'm going to do a station break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Sarah to talk about the Western Shasta Resource Conservation District, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. If you just tuned in, this is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I am Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program, it's in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We have in conversation today two individuals that are talking about the Stay Ready Shasta program and creating defensible space around your home and unincorporated areas of the county. We have Sarah Seiler, who's a project manager for Western Shasta Resource Conservation District. We have Jazz Shaw, who's a fire prevention specialist, public information officer with CAL FIRE Shasta Trinity Unit and Shasta County Fire Department. So coming back to you, Sarah, tell us about this Western Shasta Resource Conservation District. What other things are you up to?
We are busy bees. So like I mentioned earlier, we have been established for almost 70 years in Shasta County. I just want to clarify, as our name suggests, we only work in Shasta County. So our boundary, our eastern boundary goes over to the Big Bend, Burney area and old, like kind of old station area. We also have another resource conservation district in Shasta County, the Fall River Resource Conservation District, if people are living in the eastern county. But we do a lot of different projects. So we currently are working on a lot of forest health, fuels mitigation, defensible space projects. We also participate in a lot of restoration projects, in-stream fish passage projects, invasive removal, habitat creation. We do a lot of workforce training for interns and forestry staff. And so, yeah, I'd like to talk about a few of the projects that we're working on and maybe some things that we've worked on that people aren't really familiar with that we've done.
I think when you have past projects, it helps people know what you're going for future too. So
yes.
I like that.
Yes, definitely. Oh, I also want to mention, I forgot to say that the Resource Conservation District has a nonprofit arm That is the Shasta Conservation Fund. And the Shasta Conservation Fund focuses a lot on education and outreach. And it also holds conservation easements for the Resource Conservation District. So that fund holds conservation easements that are urban in Redding. So basically property that was set aside and conserved when neighborhoods were created all around Redding. We also hold conservation easements on land that used to be Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E land that was donated. And so we have conservation easements in some more wild areas like Iron Canyon Reservoir, McLeod Reservoir, the old Kalark Reservoir, and the Noble Demonstration Forest, which is a new CAL FIRE demonstration forest, is also a conservation easement.
And what is the purpose of a conservation easement?
A conservation easement conserves properties by removing the building rights. So basically, these properties are set aside and they cannot be developed.
Preserved.
Yes.
They can, state.
They can be preserved in their state. And so we, you know, we do limited maintenance to try to leave them in their natural state as much as possible.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And a lot of these properties, like the urban conservation easements in Redding, all have water on them. So a lot of them have vernal pools, which are really special.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone's familiar with what a vernal pool is, but it's basically a seasonal pond that has specialized wildlife and plants. So basically it's a pond. As it dries up, there's different plants that inhabit the rings of the pond as it dries up. So they're really beautiful. They're really cool. They're really special. They used to be all over the Central Valley of California, and over 90% of them are gone now. So it's really important that
because of building,
farming. So it's really important that we conserve, these vernal pools. So yeah, that's something cool the Shasta Conservation Fund does. We also do a lot of really fun outreach events. So we do paint and sip nights. We do a lot of paper making. I'm going to do a cyanotype. I'm going to participate in a cyanotype printing event where you basically use UV light and do printing and can make pretty shapes out of plants.
Wow.
And stuff like that. And so a lot of these activities tie back to sustainability or tie back to educating people about the natural environment. And then they also do a lot of public outreach where they have volunteer days where they have people come and do like weed pulling or planting or trash cleanup at places like the Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve and the Lillian Nelson Nature Preserve. And they lead some fun talks where they talk about plants or they teach you about invertebrates and streams. And all of this is free. All
wow.
free, open to the public.
So how do people find out about that?
People should follow the Shasta Conservation Fund on Facebook or on Instagram. We also have links on the Western Shasta Resource Conservation District's website to the Shasta Conservation Fund.
So what's the Shasta website?
WesternShastaRCD.org, I believe.
And you can also, I'm sure, put it in a search engine.
Yes, yeah. You can look it up.
It'll pop up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's Western Shasta Resource Conservation District website.
Yes.
Yeah. And that will lead you to all those things. That's pretty amazing, really.
Yes. Social media, great. Another great place to find out what's going on.
Yes. And you also had mentioned restoration. What are you pointing to when you say restoration? You talked a little bit about the conservation easements. How would you describe restoration?
We do many types of restoration projects. So when I was first hired at the Conservation District, I was working on Caltrans mitigation sites, which are basically sites that have been set aside. A lot of it was Bureau of Land Management land where Caltrans destroyed some habitat in, you know, widening a road or doing something like that. So they need to create new habitat somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So we would go to degraded lands and plant native plants, create new habitat for pollinators and for wildlife. That frequently involves removing non-native species. And then we actively monitor those sites to make sure that when we walk away and we stop irrigating those sites, that they can sustain themselves. So that's one thing that we do. We also have a PhD wildlife biologist on staff. And so she works on a lot of pollinator creation websites, planting pollinator plants, creating wildlife structures. So like brush structures for animals to congregate. And then a lot of our staff have beaver dam training. So a lot of our staff has learned how to create beaver dam analogs to help attract beavers, because in California and across the West, they're realizing how important beavers are for eliminating drought, creating more wetlands and creating habitat for other wildlife. And so that's not something we're really doing, but, you know, we might be doing in the future. We've done a lot of work in Clear Creek. So Clear Creek is really special for salmon, and we have helped do native plants, native plant plantings along Clear Creek to try to create more habitat, more wetlands. And we're currently working with the Yurok tribe.
Ah, yes.
On a new project. It's called the Clear Creek Adaptive Restoration Project to further enhance decades of restoration work that's occurred on Lower Clear Creek. That project is going to utilize the expertise of many partner agencies to restore additional areas of the creek that have legacy mining issues, enhance in-stream and riparian habitat, and conduct wildlife and native vegetation monitoring through the Lower Clear Creek Greenway.
And Clear Creek is below Whiskeytown.
Yes.
Yes. Because people have asked me before, where is that? So I want to thank you both for coming in and sharing. It's exciting what you're doing. I think it's important outreach to the community, and I appreciate you taking time to come in. So we've been in conversation with Sarah Seiler. She's the project manager of Western Shasta Resource Conservation District, and Jazz Shaw, who's a fire prevention specialist with public information officer with CAL FIRE Shasta Trinity Unit and Shasta County Fire Department. And we've been talking about Stay Ready Shasta. You can look at the website, stayreadyshasta.com. They gave phone numbers out earlier in the program. The real intention is to heighten our awareness about defensible space, the importance of protecting our homes, because when we protect our home, it helps our neighbor. And if our neighbor protects their home, we want to have a safe environment. We don't want any more of these wildfires that devastate and create havoc in our lives. I want to thank you both for joining us.
Yes.
Thank you, Lynn. Yes. It was fun being here.
Yay.
Yes,
I have to have you back.
Yeah.
So I want to remind us here in the studio and our listeners, we want to make this day and every day a day to enjoy exceptional living. Thank you for joining us.